Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for B-O-O-K-E-Y at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock The Millionaire Fast Lane. The widely held view regarding the most reliable way to acquire wealth includes good grades, working hard, salary rises, getting promotions, fixed deposits, and making investments with 10% of your capital. Based on this belief, people work hard all year long with the intention of saving by the end of it. Unfortunately, our plans can never keep pace with life's changes. Events like unexpected bankruptcy, supporting a family, and crazy shopping can all potentially use up your income. Many people work for years but can barely afford a single room in large cities. Many people sweat for a better life, but rarely receive a promotion. Many people carefully design investment portfolios, but the generated yields are even lower than the inflation rate. Many of us are just like poor rats, ceaselessly striving for money, but continuing to struggle in the mire of poverty and mediocrity. Early in the 19th century, Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, through extensive analysis of concrete examples, observed that 80% of the social wealth is owned by 20% of the population. This observation is known as the Pareto principle, or the 80-20 rule. Based on this theory, you may start to wonder how the richest 20% work towards wealth accumulation. Do they follow a path similar to the rest of us? Do they have a secret wealth-building strategy instead? The Millionaire Fast Lane will share those inside stories with you. MJ DeMarco, the author of this book, is a famous self-made millionaire, entrepreneur, investor, and writer in America. Despite his many achievements, his journey to success was not an easy one. DeMarco had tried multiple ways to acquire wealth. After graduating college, he initially started his own business, but failed. In the following years, he switched jobs in several different industries, yet all failed eventually. He read all kinds of books regarding wealth creation, but none of them helped him obtain it. He floundered in a mess of poverty and desperate anonymity. DeMarco, however, never gave up. He came to Phoenix with only $900, and proceeded to build a high-end automobile rental service website. This move finally succeeded. He earned his first million by the age of 31, and achieved financial freedom by the age of 37. In The Millionaire Fast Lane, MJ DeMarco draws on his life experience, and points out that the get-rich-slow method is a large trap within modern society. Through the study of his reversal of fortune, he figured out a new get-rich-fast philosophy that works for everyone. What is the get-rich-fast philosophy? How was the author able to reverse his fortune? We will bring you the details by answering three main questions. The first question: why is the get-rich-slow philosophy unreliable? The second question: what is the fast lane? The third question: how can we switch lanes and achieve financial freedom? Let's start with the first question: why the get-rich-slow philosophy is unreliable. DeMarco believes that wealth hunting is not a road, but a road trip. In the author's mind, such a journey has three distinct roadmaps. By choosing different roadmaps, people can arrive at various destinations. People who choose the sidewalk may end up in poverty. People in the slow lane are usually accompanied by mediocrity. People in the fast lane are on the path towards wealth. What is the sidewalk? Simply speaking, people on the sidewalk focus only on the present, and seek the immediate satisfaction of primitive needs. These kind of people spend their income extravagantly on feasts, luxurious vacations, fancy cars, and new phones. Due to these reasons, sidewalkers normally spend their entire working income each month. They do not have life plans, and therefore chase after whatever jobs can make them money. When sidewalkers face difficulties, they always believe that they are the victims, and refuse to take responsibility, often blaming everyone and everything but themselves. This one-sided view of wealth, which is driven by immediate consumption and satisfaction, causes them to fall into financial crises, and turns them into wage slaves. Most people would agree that the sidewalk is far from being the right path to attaining fortune, and will therefore avoid this option. However, we almost always choose what we believe to be the correct road, the slow and blindly follow it. To correct this widely held misconception, DeMarco spends much of this book warning people that the Slolan is a colossal hoax. What does the Slolan represent? The Slolan exemplifies the standard mode of life in the public's eyes. Under this universal value, a standard good life can be written into a fixed formula that includes college education, good employment, wise spending, fixed deposits, making investments with 10% of capital, and pension plans. This formula will allow you to receive pension payments after retirement and live happily henceforth. At first glance, this down-to-earth strategy, combining elements of wage earning and slow wealth creation, is not bad. Though it cannot guarantee millions of income, it shouldn't be worse off than the sidewalk. Why does DeMarco regard this Slolan as an unreliable road for wealth accumulation? While the sidewalk philosophy foregoes future happiness in exchange for enjoyment in the present, people in the Slolan conversely choose to sacrifice present happiness and place their hopes in the future with a slower, steadier path to wealth. DeMarco calls this strategy the wealth in a wheelchair financial plan. He thinks that spending 50 years to acquire wealth, which only enables financial freedom in old age, is not a smart choice. Get rich slow is indeed a losing game, because it means that you have to sacrifice your present, your dreams, and your life as wagers to gamble with uncertainty. We have all been misled by our parents, our teachers, and celebrities. The total wealth structure of the Slolan is determined by working incomes and market investment incomes. Let's first take a look at the working income structure in the Slolan. Expressed in an equation, it indicates that working income is equal to hourly pay multiplied by working hours. From this equation, we can easily discover that the two determinants of wage earners' working incomes are hourly pay, that is salary earned per hour, and the total working time. Hourly pay is usually determined by the employee's ability. We hold the assumption that stronger ability represents higher hourly pay. However, this assumption is contrary to reality. In reality, factors other than competence, such as company policy, regions, and office politics, also play decisive roles in determining one's hourly pay. Fundamentally, employers, not the employees, have the decision-making power towards wage earners' hourly pay. People in the Slolan rely on their employers for a living. DeMarco precisely points out that wage earners adopt the 5-day week in the Slolan. Under such a schedule, they trade 5 for 2, in which they work 5 days, and take 2 days off each week. DeMarco argues that this time management is not cost-effective at all. The entire theory of the Slolan uses the so-called standardized working system to create an illusion of security and trapped us in a cage made by numbness and mediocrity without us even knowing it. Over time, we are complacent in such situations. Nevertheless, the global economy is changing. Artificial intelligence technology is developing rapidly. Once companies begin to close down, we will face insurmountable difficulties from losing regular jobs. To exchange time for money is the largest trap of the Slolan. Let's now take a look at the market investment part. Speaking of market investment, we have to address an important concept called compound interest. Compound interest represents the process in which money begets money, while the profits are kept to be reinvested. For example, imagine you invest with a principal amount of $10,000 and a yearly compound interest rate of 12%, you will expect earning $31,000 in 10 years, $96,500 in 20 years, and $29,96,00 in 30 years. Compounding seems to bring in considerable revenue from this example. Yet, the principal amount, the annualized rate of return, and investment time horizon are three factors that affect the investment results. The annualized rate of return is the most uncontrollable factor due to rapidly changing market dynamics. It cannot remain 12% over a long period. Therefore, the rate of return will fluctuate over time, leaving the returns uncertain for decades. Similarly, stock prices are even more volatile, which increases the difficulty of making profit, as well as the probability of losing money. From here, we now have a complete understanding of both the sidewalk and the Slolan. People on the sidewalk have no financial plans and pursue immediate satisfactions. People in the slum place their hopes in the future and have no power over their wealth. The power is in the hands of their employers. Moreover, the method of achieving financial freedom through earning compound interest has fundamental flaws. Therefore, get rich slow is not a reliable method. You may now be wondering, how good is the third path to wealth, the fast lane? Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.